Even though Virginia Governor Ralph Northam signed a law committing to 100% clean energy for the state by mid-century, it appears not everyone is eligible to take advantage of that opportunity.
Additional limits are being imposed by Appalachian Power on its customers that could shut the door again on localities trying to go solar.
Tish Tablon is with the environmental group Generation 180.
And it will limit their ability to save taxpayer dollars and stretch their strained budgets.
She says those limits cap the amount of solar energy that can be generated on public buildings like schools, libraries, water treatment plants, and prisons. Chelsea Barnes is new economy manager at Appalachian Voices.
We feel that schools and local government buildings should be allowed to use that capacity that's been set aside for all entities. But Appalachian Power's contract has provisions in it that limit the total amount of net metering for local government entities to 3 megawatts total.
Barnes says that limit is so low that it could be met if just one school in the territory were to go solar. A spokesman for Appalachian Power confirmed these limits are currently in place, but said that new negotiations on a contract are underway now. And while it's not clear what, if anything, might change regarding solar caps, when it comes to the new clean energy mandate in Virginia, Ronald Jefferson wrote in an email, quote, "We are supportive of the legislation and intend to fully comply with the applicable requirements in the act." I'm Robbie Harris.